When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's nice out there today. Warm day. Max got the capris on.
Well, now I got it. Here's an ongoing issue we have in studio.
Pull them down.
So if I have khakis on and I don't roll it up once and they're too long, then when I stand up, they bunch up. So I give them one roll, sometimes two, so it doesn't bunch up. But now when I sit down, they start to ride up my leg.
So why don't you just buy something that fits?
Because
Captain Obvious, I love it. Makes so much sense.
When you get these, you want to roll them once in the summertime. It's okay. It's fine. My point is, Chris Canty comes in here the other day, snaps a picture, and makes fun of me like I'm wearing capris halfway up my legs. But the worst part was this.
They were really hyped up.
The worst part was this. I had Uptowns, Air Force Ones on in New York, call them Uptowns.
Dirty.
Had Air Force Ones on, and I was looking at them before I went to work that day, and I thought,
dirty.
I really shouldn't wear these. It's time to retire these dudes. Key, how many wears you get out of Air Force Ones usually?
You probably can get seven.
Yeah, you're pushing.
If you're right. Five, max seven.
Yeah. Y'all tripping.
If you're careful.
You better be buffering your joint, wiping it. So, I mean, you don't keep your joints clean?
Air Force Ones, it's not that kind of party,
really. You can't with the Air Force Ones.
When they start to get dirty, you give them away.
Because the stitching in the Air Force Ones start to turn yellow. And you look, and they wrinkle up in the front, like they wrinkle up at the top of the shoe. They start to get the crease.
So it starts to look like, you know, dusty. You can't. Now, in everyday life,
big
deal.
But Max, in all honesty, you're supposed to have a closet.
I have them.
No, but hold on. You're supposed to have a closet as big as this.
Yeah.
With nothing but Air Force Ones.
No, I don't have. I usually keep about three pair.
But no, that's not enough, though.
Don't pull the khakis down.
Why?
Because it's folded over the top. It just looks like you just didn't get.
Because I'm not standing up. Anyway, so here's the point about this show.
When I get dressed in the morning, I'm thinking
like the day that Canty snapped the picture, I'm like, man, no one's going to see these.
Your
on the radio.
Your length is 32, not 38, Max.
All I can do is say, if you go past,
fix them joints, man.
So,
these
are
fine. Well, yeah, they look a little dirty, but
hey, but wait, Max. Hey.
There we go. Hold on. There we are.
You know how it is, though. When you get past seven on the Air Force Ones, people are going to start to think they need to talk to you about something going on in your life.
Yeah.
Because you're going to start to look like it's not going well at ESPN. So
100%. So here was my problem.
There was a transition on morning. Yeah, there's been a lot going on, Max.
So here was my problem. I looked at it in the morning.
Unlike my Converse.
Converse, you could go all day long. So I looked at it in the morning, and I'm like, you know what? Let me throw on the fresh pair. And I'm like, just to get the laces right, though, I don't have time. I don't want to be late for work. I threw on the dusty ones and got put on social media by Chris Canty.
Yeah, I would have did you the same way.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the cuffs, Max, except for they've got to be the same length.
One is a little longer than the other.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Once again. And then Keith
don't be wearing socks.
No, I'm cool. I don't wear socks.
No, your shoes. Think you when you take them off.
First of all, I know Evan's not giving me style advice.
You put the foot powder on your joint?
My feet don't stink, man.
You didn't wear socks when we played the 2-on-2 game.
Certain people, feet may stink. I'm telling you, in all honesty, my feet do not stink.
So you got natural flower-like smell from your feet?
I'm just telling you, my feet don't stink.
Jay?
I'm just telling you.
Jay, interesting fact. True. 8% of adults, their sweat does not produce the protein that the bacteria feeds off, so they don't have stink on their sweat.
No. How do you – is this not geo?
Because I am one of the 8%. I had to look it up eventually. I'm like, why does my sweat not smell?
Yeah. Is that before or after you shave all the hair on your body?
Well, it doesn't matter either before or after, but I certainly shear myself down like a sheep during the summer. Yeah.
I'm not one of them dudes. You don't have to worry about me. I'm
Key, I saw you sweat from just going through warm-ups.
But I'm saying I'm not one of those dudes.
It was
smell.
Warm-ups, and you were drenched in sweat.
Patrick Ewing, stop that.
No,
I can smell everything you had the night before.
No.
What do you mean no?
Nope. Not one of those guys. My feet don't stink.
Jose Cuervo.
He's going to start telling you when you had to drink that.
What is that? What is...
Hey, Michael in Cleveland has something to say about this. Now, I don't know what they... In New York, they call them Uptowns, but I know everyone else calls them Air Force Ones. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? I love the show. Y'all got me cracking up this morning. Okay, in Virginia, we call them DCs. Mm-hmm. I was stationed in Virginia. But, okay, I'm going to teach y'all like I teach my daughters. You're taking your shoes off wrong. That's why they messing up in the front. You got to unlace them. You got to loosen them up and take them off with your hands. If you step on them, you bend them up in the front. So you can get more than seven wears.
Step on the back. Yeah, you got to take them off.
But Key's talking about seven wears because of the wrinkles. I'm talking about
I'm
more
talking
like
about seven wears because of dirt and the wrinkles.
And in New York, they have a special kind of soot. That is impossible to remove. If it gets on the laces, it's a wrap.
I'm going to ask you guys a real sneakerhead question here. I'm curious.
Seven wears, man.
I'm with you. But you're a sneakerhead, Max.
No, I'm not a sneakerhead. Not really.
Do you put the paper back in the shoes? Like, do you bunch them back up so it keeps the fold the same way?
No.
You mean like put like almost like a shoe,
the wood thing.
Yeah.
The paper. I'll tell you what. Your forces, you going to take them joints off today.
No, I'll tell you what I do actually
nowadays. You're not putting
nowadays.
The paper back in them?
Because they go with everything and because I like to walk home after work in between shows to get a little walking in, you know, get some fresh air. I need something comfortable to walk in that goes with everything, that's good in the weather and everything. They're perfect. So I wear them for like a week or two, and then I get another pair.
Them joints ain't comfortable
your steps
like that,
in
though.
for some force.
They're good. Yeah. They're good. So I don't bother. But what I do is put the paper between them. So I put them back in the box so they don't get like dusty in the closet. So the paper between them so they don't like press together, you know what I mean?
What does that do?
So like the tissue paper in the box, I put between.
So they don't touch each other?
If there's a little smudge on one, they don't touch each other. They're put in official.
Keep the box, the shoe paper, nothing.
If you pack a sandwich and you have wax paper, it's the same idea.
Stuff.
Yeah. <it's, laughs> But besides that, though, I just take them out, throw them. I give a lot of shoes away, though. So.
Let me ask you guys a question nearly as important as this, not exactly as important. If Steph Curry keeps doing this, but they lose the series, is he your finals MVP? Because he'd be mine. I'd have given it to LeBron in 15.
No.
I give it, and they only went six games. I'll give it to Steph this
because
year.
Because he's not on a winning team. I understand that Jerry West did it a long time ago, blah, blah, blah.
That was different.
It was different, but he's not on, let's just say that was different.
Huh, what was different about it, Jay?
He's not on a winning team, man. That's why we could talk about his greatness, but if they don't win the whole deal, you can't give somebody on a losing team the MVP. That's a slap in whoever's face. That would be a slap in Jaylen Brown's face as of right now for the Celtics.
Yeah, that's the reason why your guy Andre Iguodala won it.
Would you give it to him, Jay? If it was up to you and he continues to play like this, they lose in seven games, do you give him the MVP?
I want to give it to him.
Just give it to him if you want to.
But I can't. And by the way, can I tell you?
I'm saying if it's up to you.
Wait. I'm answering up to me. As a player, though, I'm going to tell you right now, if we lost in NBA Finals, even if I average 40, I don't want that damn thing. I don't want it.
Yeah, you don't want it.
I don't want it. I only want it if we win it. That's why I'm here. That's
MVP
all that matters.
Of the finals.
Certain people will then go like and say this. Well, he got NBA Finals, but his team didn't come through when he needed him to do it the most.
Key, can you do me a favor? Look at the rundown under 7 o'clock, and there's a thing that says, is Curry MVP? And there are three bullet points underneath. It says Max, colon, and what does it say there? What do you see from my answer?
Yes.
Okay. Then it says J, colon, what's it say there?
Yes.
Oh. And then it says Key, colon, what's it say there?
No.
So I kept my answer the same, and you kept your answer the same, right?
I don't remember being asked that question.
It says yes right here, Jay.
I just want everybody to know. I mean, I'm saying no.
So we're
right
blowing
now.
In the wind.
So
right
in the last hour, you changed your mind.
I don't remember being asked this question yesterday.
Let's do a little investigating. Evan Wilner.
Oh, jeez. He's nowhere to be found.
Was this, was this question asked of
yes,
Jay Will?
Yes, it was asked on our call yesterday.
My family came back from vacation.
Come on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Why
I was unpacking bags. I have my son.
God.
Is this BS?
I'm being lied upon.
No, you're not.
So just everything that's written down on paper, you got to believe. That's the world
says
we live
right
in.
Here.
Is Curry the MVP?
Maybe you should pay attention on our meetings.
We have 30 meetings, Evan.
No, we don't. Well, no, we have one on Sundays, and clearly you can't focus long enough for to listen to what I'm saying during it.
I think
this is absurd.
45 minutes.
I am being dragged under the mud. I'm being dragged.
I didn't know you could get dragged under the mud.
You get dragged under the mud.
You get dragged under the mud.
I'm being dragged under the mud.
I am being dragged
in the mud.
In the mud.
There it is. There.
Under the bus.
We're building.
And this is ridiculous.
This is Keyshawn,
I repeat everything you guys say. I send a rundown. Why don't you read the rundown? I sent it at 5 o'clock last night. If you had read it, you would have seen that it said yes next to it. And then if you wanted to change your answer, you could have texted me.
Just so you know, that is not acting. That is actually Evan Wilner to the fullest degree.
Calming himself down. That's as calm as he gets.
When Evan got off the seat, he had to jump off the seat. His feet weren't already
When he landed, Jay,
I was most offended by this whole segment? When Evan started giving me advice on the khakis. Like, what do you do with your Dockers, Evan, or whatever it is you got on?
They're stain resistant.
By the way, I'm not hating on him either.
But all I can do is tell you on them Dockers, if he move wrong, they can split.
Jeez, leave this man alone.
What you mean? Them things so tight he couldn't put a wallet in his.
Billy, you're so stupid.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Pants,
coming
bro,
to you
man.
Live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
Are those spandex?
Yeah, what are you wearing? Skims? What are you wearing? Skims?
Hey, yo!
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Should Steph be the MVP if the Warriors lose the series? I say yes. Key says no. Jay says it depends on how he feels at the moment. Coming up, why someone thinks Steph has already cemented his legacy as a top 10 player all time. So who will he take out of the top 10? That's what I want to know.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Finds Curry on the right, rises, contested three, it's good! Steph Curry with 38 points and a huge triple!
No matter what happens the rest of this series, all those Steph haters have to stand down. They don't want to, but they have no choice.
This was Steph Curry, and this was Steph Curry's show against the best defensive team in the league on the road to keep your hopes alive. This may have been the greatest performance of Steph Curry's career.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Look who's here, guys.
Why is he breathing so hard?
Wait, who's breathing hard?
Oh, I thought it hurts my breathing hard. Somebody breathing over here like Darth
the co-host
Vader.
Co-host of Bart and Han, Alan Han. By the way, that fine program can be heard between noon and 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+. Alan Han, MSG Network Knicks analyst joins us now.
Hey, Alan. I love your hustle IG video.
Hey, the movie's good, though, isn't it?
How many shots did it take you to make the shot?
No, I swear, I mean this. I know I completely goose-egged against you guys, but two. Seriously, two.
too.
The first one was because I flubbed the line at the end after I made the shot. I was like, damn.
Alan?
I was hoping I'd make it again. But you know, it's glass off a soft backboard, so it worked for me.
Yes.
Alan, there's a very interesting tweet I want you to react to from a guy called Alan Hahn.
I heard of him.
Steph Curry is a top 10 player all time. Mm-hmm. Debate amongst yourselves who gets kicked out of the club, but that dude should have a lifetime membership.
Yes.
But, Alan, if you make that statement, you know, we may debate amongst ourselves. Are you still on Wilt Chamberlain out of the top 10? Who are you taking out of the top 10?
Yeah, like I said, because we played this game the last time I was on, and, I mean, I'm going to stay with it, and that's it. But, I mean, watching that game, watching his refusal to lose, and going back to recalling other finals, you know, I mean, everybody's hurt against Toronto. We forget, of course, about his game 5 where he was, you know,
I give him credit for that.
Willed them to win, playing almost the entire damn game.
Looked like Kawhi was going to win that one, and Steph had refused to lose.
No, wouldn't let it happen. Said, no, we're going to send this thing back home. And then, you know, there's other elimination games, other games, even when KD was on the team, he was putting up 30 in big games, in lock it down games. So I just feel like this was always going to be his finals, his moment. This was going to be the one where you're like, all right, this is Steph Curry's seminal career defining moment. And when you play like he played in that game, in that crucible in Boston, where he's not getting some calls, where there's a lot of frustration with one of his key components of this team, which
best
is Draymond
defensive
Green, who's
team
still
in the
not
league.
Playing well. Yeah, yes, and against a lockdown team. Like, seeing all of that and his refusal to lose, that's all-time greatness. Okay. It just is, and we're witnessing it, and it's okay to say it.
Okay, Alan, here's the thing. I agree with you about the Toronto series, and you point out Game 5. To me, that was Steph turning a corner in terms of hitting those big shots, and let me tell you why. Because when KD is on the team, it's a whole different thing. You practically can't lose. So people get less defensive attention. It's much easier. Everyone's more confident. I'm going back to 15 and 16, and I thought, what we're seeing now, Alan, we haven't seen yet. That's why this was so big for me. I agree. He was trending in this direction. He's playing out of his mind. All-time great final series. So but to me, this is something new. That's why it's
16,
so amazing.
In 16, to go up 3-1 when he went for 38, that's... No. When he went for 30 in game 6, no.
No,
now, I know they, lost,
but
he's doing what he's got to do. You're right. The behind-the-back pass was my throw-the-remote moment in that finals, all right? That behind-the-back pass was throw-the-remote. But, you know, was he 100%? Did he miss time early in that playoff run? Yes. But that's like, I'm with you on that one where you're just going – you know, sometimes you try to make it look too easy, and that wasn't the right time to throw behind the back along the sideline to Clay. Like, that wasn't the moment. But, I mean, that's one moment versus a guy that gets buckets no matter what and no matter who is guarding him. There has to be something about that.
Well, I think what he's doing now is unbelievable. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, you're right. This is his moment. This is his moment. Absolutely true. Yeah.
So, Han, how much extra stuff do you put on it? Like, for me, it's about, you know, when Willis Reed comes back after the injury, right? Like, there's having a dude 6'9", 240 pounds, even though people was like, yeah, you know, I didn't think it was going to be anything, or I thought it was going to be something, regardless of whatever side you were on that. In fact, this dude came back and had 43 points off that happening, him yelling on the court. Those are the kind of things that enhanced the legendary legacy already at place.
That I'm with you. I mean, Jay, do you remember him being that demonstrative about anything?
No.
And that second time he got hip checked, and I love that you used the hockey reference in the first hour. I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
That he got checked. That's what they were doing. It was White on the first one, Tatum on the second one, where they just get him in the hip so you're not making contact with the shot. And they're watching the hands. They get him on the hip. He falls down. And that second time where he is just flexing and screaming and turning, I don't forget which official it was, but just letting him hear it. Like, I've never seen him that fired up. And as I'm watching, I'm thinking to myself, he's not letting them lose this game. Like, he's not letting them lose this game. Like, that almost now told him, okay, bet, we're not losing this now. You're not calling that? All right, well, I'm not losing this game. And that's literally what happened.
I always think about Steph as, like, the next-door neighbor, right? The guy like, hey, what's going on, Steph? Like, I'm just doing my lawn. Like, he's the nice guy that talks to everybody, friendly. And I know he's a competitor, but it felt like there was more Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan.
Neighbor's been in the gym, in the garage, lifting weights, Jay.
Him making shots, turning back to the fans, like, and the Boston Celtics mentioning, like, yo, this is mine, like, pointing towards it. It felt like more of that. Do you think even if they lose, but he still averages 35 points per game,
right,
would you give him the MVP?
If they lose in seven, you know, something like that, like maybe. I still feel like if the Celtics win this thing, you don't give it to Jaylen Brown. You know, you're kind of, you know, that you're marginalizing Jaylen Brown's impact on this because Tatum hasn't shot well. He's had some moments, but not great, really, performances in the finals so far. And I feel like Jaylen Brown has been, you know, the reason why this is 2-2. I mean, he set the tone in the start of the fourth quarter for that wild first, you know, game one comeback. He was the big reason for all that, not necessarily the threes by Horford and Smart and White. Those were residual effect of Jaylen Brown saying, this is not getting more than 15. We're going to make this a game and make a push. And I just feel like if they're going to win and Jaylen Brown continues to do what he's doing, you got to give that, you know, you got to give the nod to him. I don't like giving it to the guy on a losing team. I think it was Jerry West, right? He's the one that won the finals MVP because he was just so good.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I'm not feeling that, really, to be honest with you. I feel like the MVP's got to go to the winning team performer.
So, yeah.
I don't feel that way.
So, get a vote? Because I used to get a vote, and I
would go Jaylen Brown. But there is this feeling that, you know, we've been talking a lot about superstars and stuff like that. And I always said that I thought Boston had two superstars on their team. And it's a title that both these guys are earning over time. But
yeah.
I said that I feel like Jaylen Brown is the identity for the Boston Celtics. I know Jason Tatum can go prolific as it relates to him scoring. I know he can go next level. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like Jaylen Brown is the one dude that seems like he is the extension of Ime Udoka on the floor, personality-wise, Alan. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference. And, look, we can wonder when Jason Tatum's going to get to the party. That's going to be a big question in the finals. But Jaylen Brown's been the guy for this team.
Yeah, he stays steady, right? You don't see him get super emotional. And I think I've said this before with you guys. I just see so many parallels between these two teams. Mainly the Celtics are looking at the Warriors like that's who we can be. Because Tatum is maybe Steph Curry, right? Again, draft picks. And I think Jaylen Brown's like Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is the guy that understands, like, hey, I could probably be a star somewhere else, but I know that my role here, letting that guy shine and just doing what I have to do to help us win, I'm fine with that. And you could see it. Like, he even when they were thinking about – well, they weren't thinking about it, but the rest of us were debating, do they need to break these two up? Remember, Perk said they should break them up. You could just see that they talked about it. I've seen the stories. They've talked about it, and it's like, what do you want to do? Like, I don't want to go anywhere. Let's win. We got to win. Let's do it. And Jaylen Brown understood, like, you're the man, and I've got to just be the best I can be in whatever role it takes for us to win. And when there are games that Tatum just doesn't have it, Jaylen Brown knows he's got to step it up. And in this finals, that's exactly what he's done.
All right, guys. Alan Hahn has said a lot, as always. He's taking Wilt Chamberlain out of the top 10.
It's not, I mean, he's not
the only
one. I just
want to know why is Key wearing a Yankees colored
hoodie? Yeah, we lost.
Hoodie.
Okay,
but you're not a Yankee. But it's Yankees. That's not Dodger blue.
Well,
that's Yankee blue.
It's not blue. It's black. First of all,
on TV, you know, it looks
get
like
a new
dark
TV,
blue.
Or yes. Go in there and change the, you know, change all the
change up the what
the color or whatever, you know.
What are you gonna call it?
Color, whatever you
you're searching for it.
The hue?
Color balance?
Yeah, the color balance, the, whatever, the contrast,
yeah,
whatever.
Oh,
it is.
There we go.
Just felt like
I don't need to use the technical terms there, Jason.
It looked very Yankee-ish, and then I saw, no, it's Dodgers. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
not
you're in mourning. I understand.
Yeah, we lost the last couple. We're all right. Don't worry about us.
Mets okay. One.
Alan Hahn, thank you as always. Good talking to you. Barton Hahn, host, ladies and gentlemen. Noon to 3 Eastern here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Thanks, Alan. Guys, the NBA Finals are on ESPN Radio. Tune in for Game 5 tonight as the Warriors host the Celtics. A pivotal Game 5 presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. So the question is, should Steph Curry be MVP even if the Warriors lose the series? If he continues to play like this, and maybe Tatum continues to play like that. So that's how hard Steph Curry's hitting in this series right now. Some things you always remember, like, damn, I remember when this dropped. I'll always remember, everyone will, this series from Steph Curry. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, partly because, let's be honest, he hasn't had a series like this in the finals yet, where no KD, it's a 50-50 type series. Damn, other guys aren't stepping up. Steph, can you take them to the promised land? So far, the reason this series isn't already over or they're down in a probably insurmountable 3-1 hole is because of Steph Curry going ballistic, especially in the second half. At moments in the game where you're like, boy, they really need something there, boom, there's Steph Curry. So I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I'm saying this is what I wanted to see. And this leads to this question, okay? Should Steph be the MVP if the Warriors lose the series? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key says no. Alan Hahn said no. Jay has said yes and
no. I've said no.
Okay, he said no officially on
yes
the show.
Yes and no.
I've said no. You said yes
up
for me.
1 second before the show. Okay. But my point is this. I'm saying yes, and let me explain why real quick. MVP, you're singling out an individual performance in a team game. Now, yes, the influence on the outcome, because it is a team sport, is tremendously important. But if it's very clear that one team is not playing very well, but only because of this one guy they're even in it, and it's also very clear that that guy is clearly better than anyone else in the series and playing better, to me that can still be the MVP. Yes, even if the team loses. In 2015, it only went 6 games, but both Kyrie and Kevin Love were out, and LeBron was twice as good as anyone else in the series. I'd have given it to LeBron. And in fact, the writers sort of did too, because 11 guys had votes, 4 gave it to LeBron, and 7 gave it to Iguodala because he guarded LeBron. It was just an acknowledgement. It's that dude. And I'm saying this. Even if the Warriors lose, come on, man. The story of this whole series so far, the number one is how great Steph has been playing. I give him MVP if he continues to play like this. Kevin in Florida, would you?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I would. I have to shoehorn this in real quick, though. Taking Wilt out of the top 10 is wrong, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I do think that I think it'll go 7, and even if they lose, Steph should be MVP, because you kind of took the words out of my mouth. If you boil it down, on both teams, who is the most valuable player for either team? The answer is clearly Steph Curry, but that is with the big if he continues to play like this. Mm. All that being said, yes. If he doesn't, then no. But he is the best player on the court. Ergo, he's the most valuable.
Jay?
I mean, look, man, I'm just going to tell you.
Are you back to yes?
I'm not back to yes. Because I'm standing, I'm dying on the hill that even if I am the best player on the court, that I do not want to win MVP if we don't win a championship. Mm. It does nothing.
That's the competitor
it does,
in
it does
you.
Nothing yeah. for me. Max, nothing at all. It helps other people submit my legacy. It doesn't. For me, I lost one.
I hear you.
Yeah. Why would I sit up there at the end of the game, we lose, and I'm watching confetti being?
How does that even work?
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. That Jerry West, I'm sure, was not. He won MVP, lost the series, was very upset.
Well,
what?
Never mind.
What is it, Jay? Whatever could you be referring to? Well,
you always every time we bring it up, Jay, you go, well,
well,
you mean like that era of the player that was playing back yes. then? Mm. Havlicek stole the ball, those type of guys. I mean,
I thought Jay was saying that if you watch Winning Time, Jerry West was always angry.
Yeah. Well, no, I think Jay is saying something else.
Yeah, Max knows what I'm saying.
It's the competition,
he knows what
man.
I'm saying
yeah,
too.
The competition level was different.
People out there know what I'm saying.
And in the end, though, you can't give him the MVP. And I understand best player and all of that. He's on the losing team. Yeah. You cannot celebrate a losing team.
Well, the celebration thing to me is persuasive. How does that exactly work? Joey in Detroit.
By the way,
should Steph be MVP if he continues to play like this?
How y'all doing?
Good, what good, up, Joey. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say, I would want to, but I don't think you can, though, because it just feel like a consolation prize. Just same thing Jay said, like, who wanna take that? Like, I'd rather get a chip and not get finals MVP than vice versa, you feel me?
I do, but what if MVP is just identifying the most valuable player
in
the series?
But, Max, every time I would look at that damn thing in my house, like, when I look at the John R. Wooden Award, I'm like, yeah, we got a chip that year. Like, we got a chip. Like, that's still.
See how Jay slipped that in
no,
there?
No, I'm just saying, though. Like,
when he looked at his Wooden Award.
If you're looking at the finals MVP, like, I'm burning that thing. I'm not looking at that's the chip we lost.
Yeah. Never. I hear what you're saying as someone who would receive it and would be on the losing end. What I'm saying is, as someone who's just trying to identify who the most valuable player is.
I understand what you're saying, and we're saying it from a competitive standpoint, mm-hmm. but we're also saying no because you're on a losing team. No matter if,
not because of you, though. You did everything. You got
a
win.
You still
it's
lost.
A team sport.
Doesn't matter.
Mike in Philly.
If
where
Michael,
are you?
Should Michael Jordan have gotten them if he would have lost?
The only thing is he didn't lose.
But
that's Mike's the wrong one. Mike's the wrong one.
What's going on?
What's going on, Mike?
What up, Mike?
Oh, speaking of Mike.
Not much. Well, basically, y'all saying, like, if the Warriors lose the finals and stuff keep playing like that, I feel like, bro, if he's keep playing like that, the only way for them to lose is if someone from Boston plays better than he's playing right now. Mm-hmm. So
because it's tied up 2-2,
he wouldn't even win.
But it's a team.
I don't
like,
know about that.
Maybe right now, you know, Brown or whomever you want to get, I'd have to be Brown. It has better teammates at the moment. They're playing better. Is that Steph's fault that his teammates aren't playing
yes.
better?
Well, no, because it's not. This is not boxing. This is not tennis. Like, it takes the collective. But that's why we always like to break it down, like, individually, but it's a collective thing.
That seems to have a positive impact on his teammates.
He does.
What I would say is Boston playing better? Or is that in your mind? Because last week, game 3, it was gloom and doom for the Celtics for most people. I mean, for the Warriors for most people. And then now all of a sudden, Warriors win.
Because
the wind blows again. Then it goes
Keith
game one.
Keith and Steph dropped 43.
Yeah, but you got to make up your mind, man. Just make up your mind.
I've been on
just
the Warriors winning the series.
Mind.
You've been on the Warriors winning the series. You're staying on 6 games.
Yeah.
I've been on the Warriors winning the series. I moved it from 6-7 when they went down 2-1, but I still like them to win. Jay, you like game to game. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, because if I was hitting all these things, I wouldn't be working here at all. I would be in my boat on the south of France because I'd be betting millions of dollars.
You'd be on the south of France, but blowing all over the south of France.
Everybody loves to tell you when they get it right. But like the fact is, we rarely get it right. Like when you're projecting.
No, I'm always right.
Always See? Right. I just never play when I'm wrong.
You guys.
Just never mind that. Like I do Max Facts so on you TV. Were, you'll never hear it so, when it's wrong. But if I'm right, I'll bring it back.
So
I'll
it
bring
was, it back to It was Warriors in game 6 for you. Then you moved it to
game 7.
Game 7.
I stay at
so
six.
You were wrong.
No, I'm
not. I took Warriors is the main thing.
But the amount of games was wrong.
I just feel like,
I don't know. It may wind up being 6.
Oh, my. No.
I just feel don't like.
Don't you New York City hustle
when you,
me.
When you say that the Celtics are playing better,
jersey
like,
plates.
The Celtics really aren't playing better. They basically stole game 1.
Yeah.
They got worked in game 2.
Man.
They came home and they played well in game 3. And then they got rushed in game 4.
But Keith's saying is interesting. It's like you could analyze each game like, wait. Who really is playing
talk about
better?
That? Because I feel like the Celtics are playing better.
Okay, Jay is going to tell you why the Celtics are playing better coming up.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
They have to figure out a way to get open shots in that Warriors defense. They're trapping Tatum.
You know, I want to win by any means necessary and not do whatever it takes. That's, you know, that's all that's really I care about right now is winning.
Well, we just got to calm down. You know, for us, it's when we're under control and we're poised and, you know, we take our time, we're tough to guard.
They have to treat the game right. When they don't, they lose. When they do, they win.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Should Steph Curry be MVP if he continues to play like this, but the Warriors lose? Tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Jay, you mentioned something about the Celtics before we went to break.
Look, I give Stephen Curry all the credit in the world. He's been phenomenal. He's been out of this world.
Yeah.
But if you're the Celtics, it gets to a certain point where you're like, yo, when are we just going to take care of the damn ball, man? Like, in critical moments of the game, and it's not underrating the defense of Golden State because Golden State's one of the top defensive teams are good. But a lot of the passes, man, are sloppy. Like, the execution down the stretch is sloppy. And if you're Boston, you're like, okay, like, should we have gotten one game in Golden State? Jaylen Brown went bonkers. Great, we stole one. Awesome. But, like, we won game three. We set the tone from the beginning. But, like, look at some of these passes. And, by the way, these plays were broken down where they just take ill-advised shots. They were just settling for contested shots or threes. That's not their game. So, and I give Golden State a lot of credit. They get them out of their game. But if you're Boston, man, you're sitting there saying, yo, man, this is self-inflicted. Like, every loss that they've had throughout the course of the playoffs, pretty much, it feels like.
But, Coach, how could it be self-inflicting if we are getting you to do what we need you to do to screw things up? If we are playing, you're playing our game now, how is that self-inflicting?
This is Key sounding like a fan, and I know Key's not a fan, actually. It's a Key. You know you've been locked in.
No, the reason I say that is because when you go back to game one and I do your J thing, I'll challenge you.
Oh, challenge.
Go back to game one.
I don't talk
they
like
was,
that.
I didn't say you talk that way. Go back to game
jersey
one.
Plates.
And shut up, Max. Go ahead, Key.
What'd you say?
You saw the jersey plates,
oh,
man.
Oh, jersey plates.
Yeah. Yeah. My state yeah. alone.
So when you look at game one for three quarters, they was in control of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So did Golden State squander their opportunity? I mean, that's why I say to Max earlier, who's really playing
well,
great?
But you know what it reminds me of? Golden State, early in their dynasty, was sometimes careless with the ball in big moments.
Steph was still careless. You see that pass he threw over his head?
Yeah.
He's like back. So all I'm saying, though, is if you're at Boston, you believe that you can win one on the road because you won one on the road pretty much all your playoff series, right? But still, I mean, winning two out of three with two of those games, being in Golden State against an experienced team, you're going to go back and you're going to look at game four and be like, yo, man, we're up five midway through the fourth quarter. We got sloppy with the ball. We had careless. We settled for a lot of threes. We weren't playing the Boston Celtic basketball style that got us to win the game. Like, that was the one we should have got. They
but game one, maybe the Warriors should have got.
But that's,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm agree. But yeah. That's what I'm saying to you, though, Jay.
So it's one
game
of those series,
one,
depending
the Warriors should have got
depending,
it.
Yeah.
And when you look at it in game one, the Warriors had a long layoff. They probably felt like, ah, oh, we got these young little puppies. We're going to handle it. We veterans.
Got
we know what to
flat-footed.
Do. Got caught flat-footed. All of a sudden, they looked up, and Jaylen Brown was cooking. So they lose that one. They sleep overnight. They come back. They ball game two. They fly across the country. Game three, they get popped. They realize, well, okay, we got to play better in game four. Steph goes off.
But Steph has been balling. Like,
yeah.
It's been Steph balling. It hasn't been like, I mean, Klay played well in the game that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you haven't seen super. It's been Steph. So, like, that's my thing. It's like, when I'm looking at Boston, it's their whole team. Like, I hear what you're saying. It makes sense. What was that?
Well, I think that's where the difference in perception is Steph has been, look, Wiggins has played big at times, and they're different, but Steph has been, it's so
he's
clear.
He's been a consistent one.
It's so clear that if you took him off the team, it's a wrap. And even though Jaylen Brown is clearly the best player on the Celtics, no one on the Celtics gives you the feeling that they're doing for the Celtics what Steph is doing for the Warriors. And so it makes you feel like the Celtics are better.
See, Jalen Brown,
because they're more diversified
I feel like if you take Jalen Brown off the team right now, the Celtics are going to get popped too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jason, look, I would Jalen Brown.
Because the way Tatum is playing, he's not playing like Steph is playing.
23 points on 23 shots.
Brown is playing like what we were expecting. Well, Jason Tatum can fill it up, but Marcus Smart is the heart and soul. And Jalen Brown is playing like both. Right? Yeah. Like, he's doing both things. He's giving you the scoring and giving you the heartbeat.
Oh, I wonder, question for you both. Which team do you think has more upside in this matchup? Like, do you look at Golden State and be like, oh, I expect Klay or Dre to come to the party more so than I expect Tatum or Smart or Robert Williams, like complete team upside?
I think I do expect Klay and the crew from Golden State to get it turned around and them to come to the party. Just because they've been there before.
They've been there.
And it's no panic sets in. Like I told y'all when they were down 2-1, I said if they – both teams needed to win. Because if they even this thing up 2-2 and all of a sudden they go back to Golden State, it's going to be a little bit of a different feel for Boston going back into Golden State 2-2, even though they won the first game in Golden State. They don't want to go back to Boston down 3-2. They don't want to.
We have a minute. You want to hear from a caller?
Yes. Sure.
Jimmy Joe Pesci.
What?
You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You got 45 seconds, Jimmy
Joe Pesci.
Fella.
Yeah. Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
You really do talk like Joe Pesci.
What you got, Jimmy Joe Pesci?
Hello?
Yeah, Jimmy Joe Pesci. Hello? Go ahead. Yes.
JJ.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, JJ, we can hear you, JJ.
You got 30 seconds.
Thank you so much. Show some respect, Jay Williams. I see you on TikTok. I follow you, my dude. You need to start doing dances, first of all. The second thing,
I don't like the way Jay
Williams changes his mind. You're right. You did say that Steph Curry should win the MVP yesterday or before. And the other thing, here's my last thing, guys. Please don't cut me off.
10 seconds.
Where's the threshold? Like if Curry drops 80 this game, 80 next game, I mean, this is an example. Do you give him the MVP if they lose? Is there a threshold?
Jimmy Joe Pesci, I would give him the MVP if they lost, if he keeps playing like this. Why Steve Kerr is comparing Steph Curry to one of the greatest players ever. Why Jay agrees. Next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.